Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to the channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest, and we got a nice one for you today. It's all about the Amazon earnings. Now, I know a lot of you have your own opinions on whether Amazon is going to hit or miss or whatever, so I'm going to get down and dirty to the point. It's going to be hopefully a short video getting to the point of what's going on. Let's start off with the web story. So, Amazon earnings today, what to expect going down, revenue of $142 billion. The company is guiding investors to a range of $138 to $143. Net income at $9 billion and earnings at 84 cents per share. I'm going to tell you why I think they're going to beat all of that. Next story, Amazon set to report first quarter earnings after the bell. Wall Street expects the company to report a 12% revenue growth, a modest acceleration from the year earlier. Amazon will discuss its results at 5:30 today. Next one. Good news now. Amazon Web Services announces a general availability of Amazon Q, which gets more into generative artificial intelligence. And I think that the AI space is definitely going in that direction. So any news with any company that deals with AI moving more and more into the generative artificial intelligence or AI space is always good news. Now, Amazon, and this is going to be the big part of the story today, Amazon may be feeling the pressure to join the dividend club. If they announce that they will be paying a dividend, this stock is going to go ballistically crazy. I think that everybody has been looking for a big company like Amazon to eventually say, hey, we're going to pay a dividend. If that happens, you know, it's rumored. If it does, it's going to be big for the stock. The hype is about to get big. Get a big test. Why one analyst is nervous. This is another story looking at the AI space. Amazon and Advanced Micro Devices earnings will provide another test of whether the artificial intelligence boom can keep powering the technology sector. For Amazon, the issue could be high expectations for its cloud computing business. So they'll talk about that, and whether it's good, bad, or indifference will play a heavy role on it as well. So then I wanted to look at the financials on the company. I'm looking at total revenue. They're looking at a 12% bump in revenue. I'm looking just 386,000 million, whatever the freaking number is. But all I really want to show you that it keeps growing. 386, 469, 513, 574. And I anticipate that it will continue growing higher into the first quarter of 2024. And last but not least, I wanted to look at the last few quarters of earnings. They beat in 2020, quarter one, 2023 by 10 cents, 31 cents, 35 cents, a little smaller of a beat in quarter four of 2023, but still a beat nonetheless. And we'll see how that turns out. Now, let's get into the stock. This is a new graph that I've set up on live streams looking at earnings on a stock. So you only can use this in the VectorVest software. Indicators like relative safety, earnings growth rate, earnings per share, sales growth rate, average volume. These are things that you'll only find in the VectorVest software. And I think that a lot of people love this layout in order to turn around and answer any questions that they want to of what should happen with a stock. Now, as I say that, the only thing that can blow this whole thing up is if they guide lower. I've got no indicator to show what forward guidance is going to be. But if they unfortunately guide lower, then the issue will be that the stock will probably take a hit from this. But based on the fundamentals, relative safety, the stock's ability to meet or exceed earnings expectation over the last 6-7 months is getting higher. Earnings growth, the rate of what they're growing their forecasted earnings higher. Earnings per share, our forecasted 1 year out earnings per share on the rise. Sales growth, earnings is the engine that drives the stock's price higher. Sales is the fuel for the engine. but both of them are rising. Something that does catch my attention, though, average volume is falling. And currently it's a down day today. Here's my trend line, beautiful trend line. I needed to get up above that. And one last thing before we go. I looked at the last two earnings. All right, the last two earnings. After this earnings here, the stock went up 6.2% and evidently went back up again. On this earnings, it went up 7% from earnings. I anticipate, and I know I'm putting myself out there, I am anticipating a conservative move of about 7%. Now, with that being said, I'm going to get out of the stock. I'm going to get back into the software, and I'm going to show you ways to take advantage of this. One, notice that all of them are down today. That's fine. Amazon itself, you can buy it, but I've given you two ETFs to play as well. One is a two-time long. One is a one-time, one-and-a-half-time long. AMZZ, AMZU. I anticipate that after the news, these should all three go up in price. Again, the only thing that blows this all up is if they guide lower with guidance tomorrow. One last play that you can take is to play an option straddle, because the stock, and you're going to buy a call and buy a put at the same strike price. The stock's going to move one way or the other. That's probably the safest way to ever play an earnings play, is to play a straddle. All right. If you liked the video, hit the like button. If you felt that this was useful in helping you to make a decision about earnings, type useful in there. All right. If you're brand new to the channel and you want to have access to be able to do this on all your own stocks with that graph, go to www.vectorvest.com/YT to get a 30-day trial for $9.95. Folks, I told you I was going to keep it short and to the point. Guess what? This video was over. And until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, Glenn here. I want to invite you to our next International User Group Forum, which takes place Saturday, May 4th, 2024. It's going to start at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. What are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about the urgent global market review presented by Rick Franklin, the Canadian consultant. And number two, your keynote speaker will be yours truly. And I'm going to talk about three simple approaches to cherry picking stocks that are on the move. Folks, you need to come out. It's one of our most widely visited live streams that we have, and we have a lot of fun, but there's a lot of stuff to cover globally. You don't want to miss that. Hope to see you there. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000%. For the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.